This is the Composer's Datebook for November 22nd. I'm John Burge. The American composer Roger Sessions is an acquired taste for most classical music fans, and truth be told, his works don't show up on concert recital programs all that often. He was born in the 19th century, 1896, when Grover Cleveland was president, and died in 1985 when Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Sessions' early music, written when he was in his 20s and 30s, was neoclassical in style. But as the 20th century progressed, Sessions' style did also, moving from harmonically complex tonality to frankly atonal works. His music became increasingly gnarly, you might say, but there was always a lot of emotion in his music, whatever technique he employed. Take, for example, his Piano Sonata No. 3, nicknamed the Kennedy Sonata. It was written in reaction to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, which occurred on today's date in 1963. The last movement of Sessions' Piano Sonata was written as an elegy for the slain president and includes a climax of three sharply accented chords. For the American pianist William Grant Nabore, one of just a handful of artists who've recorded this work, those three chords suggest the three sharp rifle shots that shatter the air in Dallas the day Kennedy died. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.